Okay, back here at Roydor Reserve, as we mentioned, the big game this afternoon. Plenty coming up at half time. Hines is going to join us, and a message from us down here at CPL who have got involved. We're just trying to get a couple of more around the ground scores as well coming through. But we'll have all those come to hand. Both teams are in their huddle at the moment. We're going to try and get Fred Anderson on the line, and he, of course, from the footy record. So we'll have a bit of a go there. We got you there, Brett. Nah. I can give the... I haven't got him there, but I can get an update. We'll get the update of that score there. I think if I've got... it is, at the moment, Cheltenham in a big surprise at quarter time, 3-4-22. St Kilda City yet to score, boys. So that is a... well, I think we all went St Kilda City, didn't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure with you. Would you might have gone Cheltenham?
Oh, I think I went St Kilda. I think I okay. went the City. So only Jules went Cheltenham. So the five others went for St Kilda. It's a okay. bit of a surprise there.
It we'll is a very quickly big surprise.
Hammers will quickly go down to Kevy if we can find him on the boundary.
Big huddle there, Kev. You gotcha?
I'm here. Yep.
Okay.
No worries. Interesting quarter-time huddles, fellas. The Hallam coach said just wants a bit more of what they're doing. He thought their ball usage was very good, using the wind. He wants. He says that they're a younger side and their pace will be of full advantage this quarter. The CPL coach was very disappointed with their back line. He felt that they let their forwards of Hallam be a little bit too loose, and they're looking for big things from Big Dalton down there in the full forward line, and they're expecting they want to get back off their mark a bit quicker and use the ball a bit more wisely as opposed to what they did in an interesting game. I think both coaches should be pleased with their efforts. Thanks, fellas.
Good stuff down there, KC, and of course his little sunshine band of members floating around. Just about ready for the second quarter here, boys. And as I said, don't forget, we'll get all those half-time scores coming through. We might just double-check on those texts as well coming through. I know Beanie's probably at the Heatherton game and so forth. But we're going to kick it off here for the second term. Up they go on the ruck. This time it was just a very nice work taken out of the ruck by Gibbs, I think it was, of CPL, yeah, the former Heatherton player. Forward, intercepted there by Hallam, though, and they get a quick forward through Kieran Smith. Molnar can drive him up towards full forward. Umpire says play on's a call. Spills over. He got the line. Just stays in board, though. But he numbers getting around it. Paul Mavracha. He picks forward over the boundary line for a throw in the right forward pocket. Sandown Cobras 6-5-41 lead Ashwood 3-3-21. So that's a very interesting one also. We'll keep those up to date. 6-5-3-4 in that Ashwood and Sandown. I think Sandown leading that one at quarter time. Ball comes back into play in towards the centre of the ground. I thought hands in the back there by the big skipper. He said... surely without it, yeah, it's got to be a free kick back to Andrew Daly.
Oh, bit of feeling here. Bit of feeling.
He nearly reversed. We're lucky not to reverse this. Yeah, and the trainer's come straight on here.
Yeah, and, well, they pulled him away.
The trainer wasn't happy with
Fitcher and Daly.
To Hallam.
Yeah, I thought he copped a little
Daly might have...
back and
I thought Daly might have given one there. That's why I said be careful to not reverse the free kick. But Daly's going to go within 40 metres of goal.
No, it's a very disappointing 50, boys. It's closer to about 28.
Yeah, not an accurate 50 at all, Hammond.
Have a look at the angle he's been brought on too.
Well, no, that's right. They're supposed to straighten him up. But
not until they get to the goal square. But
he's gone more straighter than forward, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, he's basically directly in front, Daly. Can he get the journey? Gets close to the man on the mark. The kick goes towards the goal square. Harlan's at the back there. Couldn't take the mark for Karen Patterson. Like, ball spills in the pocket. And Matt just sees it out of bounds.
And Fitcher coming off now. The coach obviously not happy with that 50-metre penalty. So Fitcher drags straight away, and I guess the coach will have a stern chat to him.
He's biting off footy to know a bit better than that too, Mark Fitcher. So not good work by him. They got the quick kick out of the contest there, CPL. They take it to the wing position. It's a 2-on-1. Oh, but he does well, Graves. Handball's back in board. Tries to find Cormick. He couldn't take possession. player there going in hard, looked like Chin. He tries to just get the handball out, stacks on the middle, Chin now gets it out. Came out to Cormick, his handball goes to no one in particular, other than a Hallam player who just ran into a wall of CPL players, couldn't get it out, but they're still working tirelessly. Cormack goes back towards Graves, he goes with the left boot. Mark two taken there by Nigel Scott.
And he's away they go towards Dalton. Takes another chest back. Good. He kept his feet. He plays on.
Selfish.
He goes up towards
Paul
Ford. Parker takes the mark. He'll run into an empty goal.
Fantastic there by and Dalton. Unselfish play. Unselfish play. Found his teammate about 10 metres out. Short kick and a goal for
Hammer. Clearly the best passage of play for Karen Patterson Lakes all afternoon, Hammer.
Yes, sorry there, boys. It was Dalton. Should he gone back and had the shot again? I was a bit worried. I thought it had too much on him, that mark.
It's a catch 22, Hammers. If he hits a target and turns out all right, it's a goal. If he stuffs it up, I guess.
He should have gone and had the shot.
Yeah, exactly. So either way, as long as he tries to make sure of his decision and is confident in his decision making, I'm sure it'll turn out in a positive result.
Good stuff. More around the grounds. Morty Alex 6-6-42. Hampton 3 behinds. Ball back in the middle here. They go forward again. CPL with a clearing kick out of the middle. Oh, here's a contest. He just puts the head down. Cormick goes through. He couldn't take it. Spills out the back though. They can go forward again in towards full forward. Dalton at the back lurking dangerously. Couldn't take it. And we'll have a boundary throw in right forward pocket. And we've played, what have we played, boys? It looks like about 4 minutes here in the second term. 5-3-33, 5-1-31, 2 points to margin.
Bit unlucky, Parker not to get a free kick. Could have been a bit of an interference in the marking contest. Low ball, low throw in. Ball sharked off the back of the pack there by Wilson, and he snaps through a goal for Karen Patterson Lakes.
A stoppage there by Hallam, and their defensive 50, surely they'd have to have, I guess, locked down. They've got to take an opponent. You can't have three Karen Patterson Lakes players hanging around the back waiting for the ball. I guess you've got to really lock down that situation. So there's something for them to work on, and hopefully they can get their coverage around the stoppages.
Woodsy, I've got to ask you, that hit out was a beautiful hit out, but he was straight to the...
Absolutely, nice little shark.
Matcher, straight down the throat of Brett Wilson, though, didn't he? It was a beautiful bit of palm work.
Absolutely.
So he's obviously got a little bit to learn back in the middle.
Matcher goes up and he just
That's
stood
better.
There, got the hit out down the chin. He scrubbers a kick towards half forward, leading there in the race was Cruz. He's been all right for Hallam across half forward. Couldn't pick it up, though, and Karen Patterson Lakes using the breeze well to their advantage. In big trouble, and there's Hamish Raymond. He's well tackled. He's got to get... Well, it looked like he said play on, but then he's given a... free kick, and Hallam can relieve the pressure here through Raymond at halfback.
They can. He'll go down the line, round the outer side of the ground. Not a great kick. Just had enough legs, though, to get over it. Cormack's there. He just taps it on. Matzik got the ball and thought, what am I supposed to do with it? Just tries to handball it away into probably no one in particular. There's plenty of numbers back here for CPL. Gibbs takes possession. The big ruckman there handballs really into open space to find Scott. Nigel Scott, he gives the handball over the top. They can go forward again. They're starting to look dangerous now. CPL kicking towards full forward. I thought it was hands in the back, boys. Umpire said, no, it's okay. Kieran Smith, the skipper, soccer's off the ground. Finds to safe for the boundary line, throwing right half back.
They're looking very dangerous, aren't they, Hammers? They're moving the ball really well. They picked up the intensity a lot, so that's why they're getting a lot of ball moving forward and looking for the likes of Dalton up in the forward line.
Tossed in off third man up was Daly. He caught one over the chops for his trouble with that big fist. Could have been a free kick. Umpire said play on. Karen Patterson Lakes go into the forward 50. Down there's Matcher. He can't pick it up, and Hallam are really, really having trouble getting the ball out of their defence. It's going to come straight back in, though, through the agency of Williams. He goes in across the ground. It's a good kick to Fitcher. Fitcher, his handball, he really gave it to his teammate who was standing still, couldn't really create anything. Ball goes to half-forward. Smith was driven into the ground, and
yeah,
the umpire's
right.
seen it.
Kick.
And it's a free kick.
I thought it was a good tackle. I thought he just lost his footing.
Dwayne, he pointed the wrong way, did he?
Kieran Smith's going to...
No, he pointed the wrong way, though.
Oh, okay. No, he did signal a push in the back against Dalton, but... Okay,
he pointed the wrong way.
He's got it. He kicks straight into the man on the mark. Dalton does well. First put the tackle on, then did the smother. But Smith was good enough to get it to Matcher. Oh, he
this
did well. This will be interesting. We'll see the big Sudanese boy with a funny kicking style. Kicks like a giraffe. Kicks it into the dangerously into the corridor. He's got a bit to learn, the boy.
He has. It's going to go down the line that stage. It's a very dangerous kick in the corridor at this stage of the game.
Good mark, too.
Yes.
probably the second forward option that Mitch and he'll go back to kick from the 50 for his third. I reckon it's nearly a 45-metre 50 here, Hammer. Anyway, Parker, he goes that long, he goes strong, but he's hooked it left.
Can kick a footy.
Through for one behind.
That was a huge kick.
And so Parker's got 2 goals, 1 for the afternoon. Karen Patterson Lakes go on to 6-2-38, I believe. And Hallam a 5-3-33. We've gone 7 minutes in the second term.
Woodsy, I'll just take you back to the big suit newsboy there, Matcha. It's really up to his teammates to run past for the handball,
absolutely,
surely,
absolutely.
Isn't
you've got to realise and start with the situation. Obviously, his foot skills aren't going to be as great as other players. So obviously they
and surely
run past.
They can't allow him to direct it into the middle. Like, absolutely. If you're going to kick, go down the line.
Absolutely.
I'll blame his teammates there for that. I'm going to cut him a bit of slack. Hallam bring the ball out of defence now through Chin. Chin's kick goes back into the middle of the ground. They've got, it's a 2-on-2, and then it's just slapped out. I thought it might have been thrown. The umpire said it's okay. They're working hard at ground level. There was Graves and McLeod, and so too was Mavrachi. Mavrachi, a great spot. Taken by the skipper in Smith. Smith for Hallam drives him in towards half forward. Contest on, player down in the middle of the ground. We'll get back to that one shortly.
Yeah, it's Molnar with that line. Wrist, I think.
Quickly to Heatherton in turn.
So Molnar, it looks like he's coming off. He did that great smother there on Mavracha, and I think his wrist felt the full brunt of it. Short throw in, Matcha got the hit out over the back, trying to run onto it. There was Brett Wilson, he couldn't pick it up. Ball spills to the back of the pack, and Hallam, they got the numbers here, they got to find a target, they do. Through a Daly, he's got to kick it. He was a bit too slow there, Wilson really should have tackled there, laid a pretty ordinary attempt at a bump. Oh, that was hard work in the centre of the ground from Chinny. Goes in hard again, and they're going to win the ball forward to centre through. Bryce Neva goes up to full forward.
He's paid the mark
to Mavracha.
Mavracha now goes to the outer side of the ground. Short pass. He's got a teammate on. They can work it there through James Dent. Dent at true halfback position. Hasn't got a lot up the ground. He hasn't got a lot of movement at the moment, so he's got to go to a one-on-one. Not a good option, because getting back there for Hallam was Tim Maskill to take the mark. Maskill now, he's on the outer wing. We've got the close one, goes in short, horribly close to the boundary, but it's okay. Finds Cruz. Cruz can swing around and put him back inside attacking 50. Loads up and gives it everything he's got. Any tall timber back there? There is, but it's all for Karen Patterson Lakes, and Shaw Dennis takes the mark.
Shaw Dennis's kick was a bit ordinary. Wilson's got to go in hard there. There's three Hallam players. Can they force a stoppage? They do well there, Hallam. And they're going to get a ball up 45
another injury there.
Woodsy
will keep an eye on. Looks like a shoulder. We'll get back to that one shortly. Ball thrown back in the air. Up they go again. Matches there. He gets it down looking for Tibbles. Tibbles couldn't take it. Spills over the back. Here's a chance. But Daly, he's there. CPL though, they're going to clear it. And bring it out there through Brett Wilson. Wilson's kick goes around the wing side. Ball keeps coming along the lines there. Ball spills out the back. Oh, here's a go. Oh, he just barges his way through Cormac and gives it everything. But in doing so, he sprayed it out to the right, out of bounds. On the full in CPL's right forward pocket, they are kicking to the right of the dial. They lead at the moment. Very, very tight contest. 37 plays, 33.
Matches come off, and Davidson's going to come on and do the ruck work for Hallam, and they've got numbers on this outer side of the ground looking for a teammate out there, and ran around the ball instead of running to the ball. That was Jonathan Daly. He picks it up now. He takes a bounce, takes a second. He sort of half breaks through the tackle. Oh, hang on.
A bit stiff here.
I think he's bounced it, and as he's bounced it,
he's been tackled and they're still dropping the ball.
Yeah, very stiff. Mm,
well,
they're away.
Six
too.
And one,
they're
half
away.
A dozen of the other there, but it's going to be CPL with a free kick. Just trying to spot out who the player might be out there.
It's Big 16, is it?
Parker. He goes up towards full four. There's only one player. All by himself and Jared Williams. I was watching the ball come into the forward line. The Hallam players are absolutely ball watching. There was one player by himself, and it went straight past him, Mitch. And Dalton was unselfish again, all by himself.
Yeah, McWilliams was able to come off the bench there. So Hallam were actually blindsided. So as he sort of crept down, it was a very smart play, kept around the pocket, and then Dalton was able to get it to him in space. And he's kicked to go.
So he did come off the bench.
He came straight off the bench.
Snuck along the boundary line into the board.
The problem there for Hallam was that Dalton's opponent ran towards the porch. shocking bounce went straight past him. Ball fell to Dalton. Couldn't believe his luck. I thought he would have just thrown it on the boot and kicked a goal, but there was a player, as Mitch said, Jared Williams, all by himself in the forward pocket, and the...
I don't think the coach was that disappointed. He attacked the footy. He got a bad bounce, but it's better than sitting back waiting for it.
Aidan Fredericks will be wondering how Williams got so far by himself in the forward pocket.
Well, as Woodsy said, he just stuck on the boundary, and you're right, maybe his opponent got called ball watching. He's come on the interchange and just done their little you've got to be careful. See, this fella here looks like a player, and they just sort of sneak around. You don't know if they're on the ground or not. They go forward again and towards half forward for CPL. No one can take the mark off hands. Cormick's there, all doing nice work there for Hallam. Looks like Maximilian Herrera, and his ball doesn't go too far at all. It's still in their half back line, about 40 out. They've got numbers. They're trying to take it. Hallam, there's a free kick, boys. Going to be a Hallam free kick, and it's going to come back to Brendan Tibbles.
Hallam made a steady here. They had a few guys kicked against them. They're steady. Maybe play a bit of tempo footy, pass
around.
It's
Parry, I think. Number 70.
Get the momentum back.
And his kick was ordinary. It's been turned over.
Yep, it's going to go to Preston Shaw Dennis. So Shaw Dennis just underneath the scoreboard, the leading newspaper scoreboard. 43 plays, 33. Karam's way in towards full four. Dalton gets it, tries to give a handball out in open spaces. Parker goes off the ground. Parker goes off the ground, but just through for a minor score. And they are doing all the attacking at the moment, Mitch. 44 plays, 33, leader newspaper scoreboard.
It is one-way traffic at the moment. Hallam, they seem to be under immense pressure when they're in their back line. They can only seem to fork it out or kick it out, quick kick out of the back line. And CPL seem to keep punishing back into the forward line. So they need to steady, maybe grab some momentum, and just try to force a contest.
So it's Meskiel. He goes towards the outer side of the ground. It's going to be turned over again. Well, good effort from the Hallam player, because he was up against three Karen Patterson Lakes players. He could have raffled that mark, but the ball's going to come straight back in. Dalton's at the back. Goes over his head. Who's there? Hallam. Oh, good work down there in the back line from Tibbles.
Yeah, Daly.
Daly. Well.
Three on one. Outstanding work by him.
He batted the ball in front of himself and managed to see it out towards the boundary line. And he pretty much saved the goal there.
Ball to be thrown back in, right forward pocket. They've just got to settle here, Hallam. They've got to try and get one back against the odds. Ball gets hit in towards the goal square, but socket off the ground. It's going to go over the line for a boundary throw-in right against the point post. 44 plays, 33. Approaching time on here in the second term. Been a very good quarter thus far by Karam Patterson Lakes. First year back in for 19 seasons. Ball gets thrown back into play over the top. Williams grabs it. Must be gone. Has to be gone because he grabbed it out of the ruck, didn't he, boys?
Go down the ruck. That's on the ball every day of the week. So a missed call there by the umpire.
He's missed it completely. But it's 20 out directly in front from CPL's goal. The umpire will ball it up.
So Davidson's there with Parker. Parker used his body to get the hit out, Dan. Trying to burst off. Surely a free kick for a hold. And he made the most of it. He made the most of it, Judd, but it was definitely
there. Well, he made sure the umpire didn't miss it.
See, exactly right, Hammer. And he definitely threw the arms back, but it was just unnecessary from the Hallam player there. And all of a sudden, they are using this three-goal breeze to their advantage. Karam, so Judd will come in. He's pretty deliberate from 45 metres out. It's a good-looking kick. The goal umpire leans the head back, lets it go over the top for a goal. And Karam Patterson Lakes are pulling away a bit here. They're 8. I believe they're 8-3-51, but we'll see what the scoreboard says at half-time. They've got 8-2-50. Hallam are 5-3-33 and falling off the pace a bit.
Once again, they've got to wrestle some momentum back here. Whether that means pushing a few players back and just clogging up space for the time being, they need to stop their attack first of all. Then they can regroup. Then they can try to start moving forward and see if they can knock back a couple of two more goals.
Well, I mentioned it in that first quarter. Hallam only had 3 inside their attacking 50. At the moment, they've only got 2. Karam Patterson Lakes, so they've got it as open as they want it. I'd drop somebody back in the middle of the hole there and see how they go about it. They're going to go forward again out of the centre. Kick comes in towards half forward to Parker. He just tries to knock it on, spilling over the back there. I thought it was Daly. In fact, it was Chris Parry.
Goes
down. Good tackle. The umpire says
in the back.
I thought it had to be in the back, but I'll tell you what, he's a big boy. You wouldn't want Parker falling on top of you.
He is huge.
Parry goes in short. And, he's made a meal of that, Davidson. And in the end, he's lucky to get away with it. I don't know what the umpire's going to do. Is he going to pull it up, is he? Or?
Well, it went over his head, but his attempt at marking was pretty half-hearted. from.
I'll just say he was called out of it.
So Davidson goes up with Parker. Parker wins it down, gets it across to Warren. Judd got a quick little kick. Oh, in front, Raymond got high contact. Umpire said play on, though, in the marking contest.
This is okay by Hal. They just seem to be forcing a contest. Contest after contest. That's okay. They're going to stop the momentum. I think they'll be okay.
Ball fisted forward on that occasion through Gartland. Kick go, the fist goes out. They get the kick out, but luckily for them, the kick was smothered by Brett Wilson, and we'll have a boundary throw right in front of the commentary box.
Done, Brett Wilson.
Yes. There'll be a few sore boys out there. First game of the year, as we said, so there'll be sore boys tonight. Here's a chance for Hullam. They can shark it from the ruck through Molnar and kick in towards half forward. They're having trouble getting it past here. They're going to get a chance at it this time, though, through Neva. Bryce Neva kicks in towards full forward. Surely, I thought he might have been held. His brother there, Neva's going back. He couldn't take it, so too was Brock Barlow. Haven't seen much of him this afternoon. Kick came back out of defence for CPL. Ballgum is going to come straight back, though, in towards half forward. Spills over the back. They've got numbers here, Hallam. They can load up and have a shot on the run from 42 metres just offline. That was Sean and Logan Brown.
Boys tightening up.
Chelt 7-5, St Kilda City 4-4 at half time.
Don't think we've heard Sean Logan Brown's name either.
No, there's been a few that we haven't got.
So Karen Patterson Lakes, they chip it out of defence, and taking it there was Joshua Denny. Goes into the centre of the ground. It's a beautiful kick. He finds Dave Brennan all by himself. He wheels around and puts a little chip kick waiting for Dalton. Got two hands to it. Couldn't take the mark. Umpire says play on. Spills over there to a play there, and Juddy goes through. He's in all sorts of trouble. Umpire says holding the ball, and Hallam will take the advantage, and they have an open man on the outer side.
They do. It was Hamish with a free kick. Spills out here to Jonathan Daly. I reckon he's been pretty good. Kicks in towards half forward. He'll probably want to hope this goes out of bounds because he hasn't got much support up there. They just work it there through Paul Mavaracha. Eventually, Hallam were good enough to pressure him enough to force at least a boundary throw in right half forward. And they are kicking into a breeze. They trail at the moment by 16 points approaching half-time.
Not sure about that kick from Brennan there. He needed to put it in front of Dalton on the lead, not sit it up on top of his head. As Hallam get a quick little kick inside 50. Who's at the back there? Lucas, he's at the back. Oh, dangerous kick across goals. Harlan went up. He got absolutely crunched again. Harlan, he's been in the wars a bit this afternoon. Ball falls to Davidson, the big fella. Here's a scrubby little kick, goes into the forward pocket, and it'll be tossed in about 5 metres around from the right behind post.
I'll tell you what, boys, you've got big Parker and Dalton, two twin towers up there in the forward line. The next player for Karen Patterson Lakes is about 60 metres out. That is a lot of space for him to work into. I think a really good move. Give him lots of space. That'll be very dangerous.
Ball gets thrown back into play. Can Hallam get it out? No, they can't. It was cleared by Karen Patterson Lakes through Birch. His kick goes around the outer side. It was a good one too. They bring it back inboard now. The kick's coming inboard. They're loading up. Handball comes over the top to Fitcher. It's just got to sit for Fitcher. He can knock it over the top if he wants to. Decides to go it alone. He's gone! Gone! Gone!
Had opponents
should have gone to Parker.
Had opponents had Parker there in space, should have gone.
Well, in the end, it was a Neva. His kick was smothered by Fitcher. Got a second attempt, but it's been turned over, and the mark has been taken there by James Dent for Karen Patterson Lakes. There was absolutely no talk there. Fitcher, he should have been told by his three teammates who were standing there that he had a player on his back, and the mark's been taken. Hang on, he reckons he can kick
he can
goal
get
from
the
here.
Journey here. He reckons he can get the...
It's David Brennan.
Well, if he's any relation to... what was it?
Jared.
Jared. No, I want to go back even further. Michael Brennan to West Coast, who was a thumping kick. Just a bit out of your age group there, Woodsy.
I think so.
When he comes, he gives it everything, Brennan. It's long. It's strong. It's huge.
Great kick. He might be a namesake. He might be related.
Yeah.
That is a fantastic kick. A 55-metre kick, if we would measure it correctly.
Boys, just got a player here going off. He looks very sore, Stuart Cormack. I reckon he's done his shoulder, and I'm not sure we're going to see much of him. We'll see if we can find out a little bit more. I reckon he's off. I reckon he's finished for the day. So not good news there for CPL. But I tell you what, that goal was good news for him. Right on half.
Fantastic.
And
right. As soon as he marked it, he thought he could get it.
And he gave it everything. He went long, and he put it through for a goal. Interestingly, Simon Fleming, who got a lot of the ball in the first quarter, just watching him here standing on the bench, he looks like he's itching to come back on. He's barely been on this quarter.
He has too. Ball goes back in the ruck. Williams tries to hack it out of the air. The old veteran Williams, and then just handballs into open space going forward. Taken out there by Chris Parry. He just kicks it up towards half forward, but it's just straight into the hands of Gordon. Had to go back with a flight, couldn't quite finish off the work. It's inside CPL's attacking 50. Parry, he takes it, and he's been pretty good in this second term. He gets a quick clearing kick out to Cruz, and Cruz can now give it off by hand.
And he got it to Hamish Raymond. It's one-on-one further afield, running onto it. There's one-on-one. Even McLeod does well. He gets it. He picks it up, and he's kicking the centre of the one-on-one. Wilson and Maskell were there. Ball falls over their heads, and running onto it there.
There was been much of him. Bradley does nice with a kick, looking out there for. Don't see much of him this term. Harlan tries to paddle the ball in front of him and then keep it going. Eventually, soccer's off the ground because it was the arm. He did pretty well though. Before, and he's got no support. Interesting thing at quarter time, Woodsy. Hallam said they were going to run them off their legs.
Absolutely.
But it was the other way around.
It was definitely the other way around. Karen were way too good. Very clean, and definitely had lots of run in that second quarter.
I'll tell you what, the other fellow there for Hallam, looks like Rowan Suddy at the back. He looks very ginger as well.
That was the guy, that was the man who nearly hurt his knee on that.
Yes.
Yes. Bit of play about, and there's another Karen Patterson Lakes here, sorry, not another Hallam player looking a little bit sore and sorry for himself walking past us. So looks like they're going down like flies here. I think that's it's trying to say who the player is for Hallam. He's limping off right in front of us, Hammers.
Oh yes, it's, that's a
Maximiliano Herrera.
Maximiliano,
Maximiliano.
The greatest name in Southern Herrera. I said he should be in the WWF. Maximiliano. He could copyright his name, I reckon. Big game, boys. Ashwood up against Sandown. Ashwood a 6-7-43. Sandown 8-6-54, so they've got right back into this one, Ashwood, at half time, in a very good good result. We'll try and rack up all the half time scores as well. I think Heatherton was the other one that, we had the Heatherton one. The Cheltenham one was starting to tighten up. I'm writing notes everywhere, boys, and I've forgotten where I put them all. So Morty Alex 7-3, leading Hampton 3 behind. Chelt 7-5, St Kilda City 4-4 at half time. So they're certainly getting back into it a bit there. I'll just make note of that one. 4-4, Chelt 7-5. So half time here at Roy Dawe Reserve sees Karen Patterson Lakes 9-3-57, leading Hallam 5-4-34. So we'll come back with the goal scorers.
Sorry,
at half time.
They added a point, Hammers, from what the scoreboard has.
So you were right, Johnny. You were right. You never get it wrong. That's what we say. That's what we say down here. We're out on the ground. But no, we'll come back. We'll have a quick message from our sponsors, and we'll be back with the halftime footy show. You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, where the locals are the legends.
You're tuned to the Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Catch the fastest sport of four legs at Australia's premier greyhound racing venue, Sandown Park. Enjoy an ice cold beer and scrumptious meal in the comfort of our luxurious grandstand every Thursday night and Sunday afternoon. And don't forget, entry to all meetings is free. Not only do we offer a memorable night at the races, Sandown Park is a perfect venue for your presentation, nights, birthday parties and other special occasions. For the latest news and offers or find out more, find Sandown Greyhounds on Facebook or visit www.sandowngreyhounds.com.au. At Sandown Park, we love the dogs.
Here at Floor World, we have a vast range of carpets to suit your lifestyle. Like Redbook Colour Strength, a durable solution with added resistance to fading, stains and wear. Or Floor World's Crown Carpets, a great range of textures and colours in wool and nylon. At Floor World, you can update your carpet, and it won't cost you the earth. Well, Floor World, we bring our world to your feet. And ask us now about interest-free finance.
A proud sponsor of Southern FM.
Time to play the game!
Hi, this is Frank from the Heavy Decibels program. Do you like your music heavy, loud and aggressive? Do the words shredding, doom and thrash make your pulse race? Well then, join Ralphie and myself every second Saturday night between 10 p.m. and midnight with a strong focus on independent local bands and a healthy mix of international favourites. We guarantee to loosen those old fillings. Heavy Decibels radio show. If you're not listening on the night, you're not doing it wrong.
For all your sports tapes, bandages and first aid, you can't go past Elastoplast. See your pharmacy for all your Elastoplast sports needs this season. The Elastoplast Red Zone promotion gives you the chance to win $5,000 cash plus an additional $5,000 for your local sports club. With Elastoplast helping Toowoomba Rugby League and your local sporting community, you just can't go past Elastoplast. See participating pharmacies for details. Hurry, offer ends June 30. Elastoplast Sport, supporting your passion. Always read the label if symptoms persist and consult your healthcare professional.
G'day, I'm Ted Egan. Our land is under threat, but Landcare Australia, working with Australia's Landcare groups, is helping to turn the tide. You can help too. Appreciate our bush by going and walking through it. And when you're outdoors, remember, take your rubbish home. Don't litter our land. Take your friends and family into the countryside. It'll help them develop an appreciation why it's important for us to look after this beautiful country of ours. You can make the difference. Let's Landcare Australia.
It's time to learn. It's time to stand.
Are you worried about your memory? Are you worried about Alzheimer's? Have you thought about the devastating effect it can have on your life and those around you? Do you think there's something you can do about it? Well, you can. By exercising your brain with puzzles, reading, or learning something new, you might just reduce your risk of Alzheimer's. So think about it. Visit alzheimers.org.au.